Welcome back to the 9 Commentaries on the Communist Party. Earlier we heard that real scientists hold a very broad outlook of the universe and will not deny the unlimited mysteries of space and time. It recognizes that the human perspective in observing and understanding the wonders of the universe is limited. The realms non-traversable by science belongs naturally to the spiritual or metaphysical, which falls within the realm of faith. The Communist Party, however, calls everything outside of its own theories as superstitions and subjects faithful believers of God to brutal persecution. Tens of thousands of house church Christians are jailed today. The current crackdown on Falun Gong practitioners who stand for principles of truth, compassion, tolerance clearly indicates that the modern CCP actively adheres to its doctrine of battling with heaven. We continue now with the beginning of part 5 of the 9 commentaries on the collusion of Jiang Zemin and the Chinese Communist Party to persecute Falun Gong.
The 9 Commentaries on the Communist Party, Part 5, on the collusion of Jiang Zemin and the Chinese Communist Party to persecute Falun Gong. Miss Zhang Fujin, about 38 years old, was an employee of Xianhe Park, Pingdu City, Shandong Province, China. She went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong in November 2000 and was later abducted by the authorities. According to people with knowledge of the case, the police tortured and humiliated Zhang Fujin, stripping her naked and shaving her whole head. They tied her to a bed with her 4 limbs stretched out, and she therefore was forced to relieve herself on the bed. Later, the police gave her an injection of an unknown poisonous drug. After the injection, Zhang was in so much pain that she nearly went insane. She struggled in great pain on the bed until she died. The whole process was witnessed by the local officials of the 610 office. From a July 23, 2004 report on the Clear Wisdom website.
More information about this case can be found on www.clearwisdom.net. Articles dated June 7, 2004 and July 23, 2004.
Miss Yang Li Rong, 34, was from Baymen Street, Dingzhou City, Baoding Prefecture, Hebei Province. Her family was often harassed and intimidated by the police because she practiced Falun Gong. On February 8, 2002, after a nighttime police raid, Miss Yang's husband, a driver in the Bureau of Standards and Meteorology, was traumatized and afraid of losing his job. He could not withstand the tremendous pressure the authorities exerted on him. Early the next morning, taking advantage of the time when their elderly parents had stepped out of the house, he strangled his wife. Yang Li Rong died tragically, leaving behind a 10-year-old son. Soon afterwards, her husband reported the incident to the authorities, and the police hurried to the scene to conduct an autopsy on Miss Yang's body, which was still warm. They removed many organs from her body while the organs were still radiating heat and blood gushed out. A Dingzhou Public Security Bureau staff said, quote, "This is no autopsy. It is a vivisection." End quote. From a September 25, 2004 report on the Clear Wisdom website.
More information about this case can be found on www.clearwisdom.net. Article dated September 25, 2004.
In the Wanjia Forced Labor Camp in Heilongjiang Province, a woman who was about 7 months pregnant was hung up from a beam. Both of her hands were tied with a coarse rope that was hung over a pulley attached to the beam. The stool that supported her was removed, and she was suspended in the air. The beam was 3 to 4 meters, or 10 to 12 feet, above the ground. The rope went through the pulley, and one end of the rope was held by the prison guards. When the guards pulled on the rope, she would be suspended in the air. As soon as the police let go of the rope, she would quickly fall to the ground. This pregnant woman suffered painful torture like this until she had a miscarriage. Even crueler was that her husband was forced to watch his wife endure the torture. From a November 15, 2004 report on the Minghui website, an interview with Ms. Yang Yuji, who was tortured for over 100 days in the Wangjia forced labor camp.
Related information is also available from search.minghui.org, article dated July 9, 2004, in Chinese.
These startling tragedies occurred in modern-day China. They happened to Falun Gong practitioners who were being brutally persecuted, and they are just a few of the countless torture cases that have taken place over the past 5 years of continuous persecution. Since China began economic reforms in the late 1970s, the CCP has endeavored to build a positive liberal image in the international community. However, the persecution of Falun Gong over the last 5 years, which has been bloody, irrational, widespread, vehement, and brutal, has enabled the international community to once again witness the true face of the CCP and the biggest disgrace on the CCP's human rights record. The general public in China, under the delusion that the CCP has been improving and progressing, has become used to blaming the low morality of the police for the atrocities committed by the Chinese legal system and law enforcement. However, the brutal, systematic persecution of Falun Gong is ubiquitous throughout every level of Chinese society and has completely burst the illusion of improved human rights. Many people are now pondering how such a bloody and outrageous persecution could have happened in China. The social order was stabilized after the chaos of the Great Cultural Revolution 20 years ago. Why has China entered another similar cycle of nightmarish events? Why is Falun Gong, which upholds the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, and has been promulgated in over 60 countries worldwide, being persecuted only in China, not anywhere else in the world? In this persecution, what is the relationship between Jiang Zemin and the CCP? Jiang Zemin lacks both ability and moral integrity. Without a fine-tuned machine of violence like the CCP, which is based on slaughters and lies, he would never have been capable of launching this genocide. A genocide that is widespread throughout China and that even penetrates overseas. Similarly, the CCP would not have easily gone against the current of the historic trends and the environment created by the CCP's recent economic reforms and attempts to connect to the world. Only a self-willed dictator like Jiang Zemin, who was determined to have his way, could make this happen. The collusion and resonance between Jiang Zemin and the evil specter of the CCP have amplified the atrocities of the persecution to an unprecedented level. It is similar to how the resonance between the sound of a mountain climber's equipment on accumulated snow can cause an avalanche and bring about disastrous consequences. Similar backgrounds generate the same sense of crisis. Jiang Zemin was born in the restless year of 1926. Just as the CCP conceals its bloody history, Jiang Zemin, in front of the party and the Chinese people, has also covered up his history of being a traitor to China. In the year when Jiang Zemin was 17, the worldwide anti-fascist war was in full swing. While patriotic youths went one after another to the front line to fight Japan and save China, Jiang Zemin chose to pursue higher education in 1942 in the Central University established by the puppet regime of Wang Jingwei in Nanjing under the control of the Japanese. Investigations from various sources suggest the true reason was that Jiang Zemin's biological father, Jiang Xijun, was once a high-ranking officer in the anti-China propaganda department of the Japanese army after Japan occupied Jiangsu province during its invasion of China. Jiang Xijun was truly a traitor to China. In terms of betrayal and treachery, Jiang Zemin and the CCP are the same. They are devoid of feelings and affection for the Chinese people as to dare recklessly to kill innocent people. In order to infiltrate the CCP, to raise his own wealth and rank after the CCP won the Civil War, Jiang Zemin fabricated the lie that he was adopted and raised by his uncle Jiang Shangqing, who had joined the CCP at an early age and was later shot dead by bandits. Because of his fabricated family history, he was able to be promoted from a low-ranking official to deputy minister of the electronics industry in only a few years' time. Jiang's promotion was not due to his ability, but to personal connections and favors. In his tenure as the CCP Secretary of the City of Shanghai, Jiang Zemin spared no effort in currying favor with CCP magnates like Li Xianyan and Chen Yun, who came to Shanghai every year for the Spring Festival. Even as the Party Secretary of Shanghai City, he once stood and waited in the deep snow for several hours in order to personally deliver a birthday cake to Li Xianyan.
Li Xianyan, 1902 to 1992, former president of China from 1983 to 1988, and president of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, 1988 to 1992. He was the father-in-law of Jiang Zemin. Chen Yun, 1905 to 1995, one of the most influential leaders of Communist China. Chen was a Politburo Standing Committee member for decades and was chairman of the Central Advisory Committee from 1987 to 1992.
The Tiananmen Square Massacre in 1989 was another turning point in Jiang Zemin's life. He became the general secretary of the CCP through suppressing a liberal newspaper, the World Economic Herald, putting the leader of the People's Congress, Wan Li, under house arrest and supporting the massacre. Even before the massacre took place, Jiang Zemin had delivered a secret letter to Deng Xiaoping requesting that resolute measures be taken against the students. Otherwise, quote, both the nation and the party would be subjugated. End quote. Over the past 15 years, Jiang has conducted wanton suppression and killing of all dissidents and groups who hold independent beliefs in the name of, quote, stability as the overriding priority. End quote. Since both Russia and China started to survey their common border in 1991, Jiang Zemin has fully acknowledged the results of the invasions of China by the Tsar and the former Soviet Union, and completely accepted all the unequal treaties between Russia and China since the Aigun Treaty. Chinese lands covering over 1 million square kilometers have thus been permanently forfeited by him. With Jiang Zemin's personal history, pretending to be the orphan of a CCP martyr, while in fact he was the eldest son of a Chinese trader, he personally followed the CCP's example of deceit. With his support of the June 4 massacre and suppression of democratic movements and religious beliefs, he has personally adopted the CCP's practice of killing. Just as the CCP used to be under the Soviet Union's command as a Far East branch of the Communist International, so Jiang Zemin gives out land for free. He is practiced in the betrayal so characteristic of the CCP. Jiang Zemin and the CCP share similar disgraceful origins and history. Because of this, both share an acute sense of insecurity regarding their power. Both Jiang Zemin and the CCP equally fear truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. The history of the international communist movement was written with the blood of hundreds of millions of people. Nearly every communist country went through a process similar to the counter-revolutionary suppression by Stalin in the former Soviet Union. Millions or even tens of millions of innocent people were slaughtered. In the 1990s, the former Soviet Union dissolved, and Eastern Europe went through drastic changes. The Communist bloc lost more than half of its territory overnight. The CCP learned from this lesson and realized that stopping suppression and allowing the right to free speech was the equivalent to seeking its own doom. If people were allowed to express themselves freely, how could the CCP cover up its bloody atrocities? How could it justify its deceptive ideology? If suppression was stopped and people were free of threats and fears, wouldn't they dare to choose a lifestyle and a belief other than communism? then how would the Communist Party maintain the social basis essential to its survival? The CCP remains essentially the same, regardless of any surface changes it might have made. After the June 4th massacre, Jiang Zemin cried out to, quote, eliminate any unstable factors in their embryonic stage, end quote. Extremely afraid, he concluded that he would never give up lying to the public, and he would continue to suppress the people until they were completely immobilized. During this period, Falun Gong was introduced in China. At first, Falun Gong was regarded by many as a type of Qigong, with an especially powerful ability to keep people healthy and fit.
Qigong is a generic name in Chinese for energy exercises. There are many schools of Qigong, most of which are rooted in traditional spiritual beliefs. Falun Gong is a form of Qigong.
Later, people gradually realized the essence of Falun Gong was not its five easy exercises. Instead, Falun Gong's essence is to teach people to become better, based upon the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.